It's time for Furry Friend of the Week. We're featuring, as per normal on a Friday morning, a local pet in need of a home. Hopefully you can help out in that regard. We'll tell you where you can find the photos and get some more info in just a moment on Winky. It's all brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, helping our furry friends find homes. The Mason Jar, right in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local, organic, farm fresh, and doing the pickup and the delivery thing again. So, you know, we're back in that. Hey, Ron Butts is here with from Cass County Animal Control. Ron, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you remembered my phone number, because today's an awesome day, and I've got an awesome pet in need of a home.
Really? Yeah, imagine that. I do. Every time I call you, you seem to have a pet in need of a home. It would be weird if I called you and you said, got nobody.
I would love to get to that point, Jim, but I don't think it's going to happen then yet.
We could just talk about football and how to cook a turkey or whatever.
Exactly. Or enjoy the last nice warm day I think we're going to have for a while, from what Carrie said this morning. So, I've got the great solution for that, though.
Yeah, we got to find a home for Winky. Tell me about Winky.
Absolutely. Huge shout out to our awesome friends down the Mason Jar Cafe this morning for sponsoring Winky. And if you've gotten onto our website at ccacshelter.org or on the radio station, you can see photos in a little video of Winky, who is one of our awesome older senior kitties. So she's got plenty years of experience, and she came to us already spayed and front declawed. But Winky is also not only a senior cat, but she's a little bit of a special needs kitty, because she's got a minor skin condition, that requires her to have a steroid pill on a daily basis, to keep her healthy.
Now, you describe her as a tortoise shell. When you think of tortoise shell, you tend to think of glass frames for your glasses. Is it similar to that as far as markings and colorings?
It very well could be, Jim. Mm-hmm. And she's got a very unique color pattern, as all the tortoise shells do. So you're never going to see two identical cats, in a tortoise shell or a calico color, fur pattern. So it makes them unique in their own way just because of that.
Now, you said despite the fact that she is a senior and has a bit of a condition, you describe her still as sassy.
She is sassy, and Abby has really struggled to try to get some good photos of her, because she just is relentless on wanting attention. As you can see in the video, she just doesn't give up.
Well, that's okay. I mean, but she likes attention, right?
She does. And on those cold, wintry days, which I won't say the S word this morning, because we all know what's coming. But if you're looking for some entertainment and considering bringing a new pet into your home, Winky would be just that perfect kitty for you.
So she's ready to roll. What would we, or the individual who's taken Winky home, what do they have to do to complete the transaction here?
Well, as we normally do with our sponsored pets, we add one more F into the mix here this morning, and her adoption fee is free.
Wow!
Today,
hello.
Yep, absolutely. So, and it's just a means to help out an individual or a family that's considered adopting a shelter pet, as their first option, since Winky's basically a package deal at this point already. You can check her out on our website to get all the information that you need at ccacshelter.org, or you can give us a call at 269-445-3701, or if you're over in the Cassopolis area, we're at 323 M62 North. Now, we have, with all the COVID restrictions and safe social distancing guidelines in place, and we have shortened up our lobby hours a little bit, but we are taking appointments between 8 and 11 in the morning, and then the lobby opens at 11 until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. So if you're in the Cass area and you need to come in or stop in a little bit before 11, just give us a call, and so that way we've got a heads up, and we'll try to accommodate you, get you in the door. Because if you're interested in adopting a pet, we are not going to discourage anybody from doing so.
Now, you mentioned the online part of it. Is there paperwork that can be filled out there to get the thing going?
No, and that's the nice thing about it. It's nice, quick, and simple. It just takes a couple of minutes with us banging on a keyboard, put some information in, and print the paperwork out for a couple of signatures, and off we go. So it's a pretty simple process.
What's your population like over there? Are you full up? Are you half full? Have you got plenty of room? What's the situation?
Well, with the uncertainty with what's going back on, since it seems like spring part two, as we were talking about earlier, is kind of like a live version of Groundhog Day. We're trying to keep the cat population down right now. That way, if we do have to close our doors to the public, our numbers on cats will remain down. But dogs, on the other hand, is a different story. We do have a lot of dogs here, although not all are available for adoption, because we, as a law enforcement agency, do investigations for cruelty, neglect, and welfare conditions. So we do have a large number of animals that we are housing right now for court cases, as well as those animals that come in that are stray. We do have to hold those for a week before they're opened up for adoption if nobody comes to claim them. And then we also quarantine dogs. If somebody's dog's being a little naughty and then does a little biting, so...
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where all those numbers come from there, but seems like we have an endless supply of dogs and cats available otherwise. Yeah,
well, you've been at this long enough to know that for every time you empty a cage, there's going to be somebody else showing up sooner or later, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And it can be, our animal population can change on a daily basis, so... anybody encouraged, because we also upload our photos to the Pet Finder website. But I encourage individuals that they're looking to check out our CCACShelter.org website, because that is live. So if any dog or cat that's on that website that's up for adoption, if it's on that website, it's currently in our building. So unfortunately, Pet Finder has a little bit of a delay between the upload times, so... It's not quite as accurate at times.
All right. If you wanted to hear, now, CCACShelter.org, right?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Now, you and I were talking about this prior to going on the air here, and I will say that tell you that virtually everyone else that I've talked to in recent times that are in the not-for-profit arena are having the same problem, and that's fundraising. It's just been difficult. And people are busy and trying to cope with and come to terms with doing old things in new ways. And now, as you said, with the resurgence of, whatever this is, the third wave of the pandemic, people are starting to hunker down again and worry about, making sure they've got enough for their family. So fundraising has always been a challenge and has been even more of a challenge this year. What can we do to help Cass County Animal Control? What do you need? Where might we be able to fill some holes for you?
Sure. And it's been a big, that's been a big concern, not only for us, as our most valued fundraising / open house. We've had to make the most difficult decision here to cancel that event, which initially started over 20 years ago as a fundraiser for us, but turned into also an open house as a thank you back to the community. First and foremost, make sure, you and your family are taken care of first. If you have a little extra and able to help out your local shelter or help out our pets here at Cass County, we are not going to discourage anybody from providing donations. All of the shelters, including us, we have a large amount of consumables, that we go through, especially the cleaning products, bleach, laundry soap, dish soap, cat litter, cat food, and dog food. Those are our largest items that we use a lot of, and we understand that with the COVID pandemic, that does put a little bit of a hamper on the availability of cleaning products, right, that are available to people, that they can purchase at the stores. So we always encourage you to take care of yourself first, we're not going to discourage, and we greatly appreciate the amount of support that our community has been able to provide, which makes it the most difficult for us to not have our open house here next month. to be able to give back a little bit to the community for the support throughout the year.
I may have a little extra Old Spice deodorant at home. Will that help any?
Well, I didn't smell anything out of the ordinary this morning when you called, so it's obviously doing its thing, Jim.
All right. Just try to help, you know. Now, you guys are publicly funded, but everybody has a budget, and you have a budget, so anything above and beyond that you need is welcome as far as donations and that sort of stuff. And as you, I think, told me off the air, that a lot of these the private shelters and that kind of stuff, they're really struggling. So anything you can do up and down the line. I know you guys all work together for a common cause here. So anything you can help any of these places, either in your backyard or perhaps down the road like Cass County, anything you can do is certainly welcome. So there's that.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And even adopting a pet helps. It helps out an agency as well, too, because that opens up a cage that may be waiting for another pet, you know, that's desperately in need of a home for us to start that process.
Yeah, because the pets, the animals, and the outside world don't seem to understand this whole pandemic thing, and that's just going on as per normal.
Yep, and that's something, you know, that we still have to provide care for. And you know, even financially with monetary donations, you know, that helps us out, especially with large cruelty cases where there may be large dollar amounts, you know, needed for veterinary care to get some of these animals back up into a healthy condition. So that's where, you know, helping out, you know, municipal as well as the private shelters. That helps get them one step closer to that goal, you know, of finding that pet, you know, a great home when it's time.
Well, he is Ron Butts. He's the director of the Cass County Animal Control, ccacshelter.org. And we'll get you started here for finding Winky or somebody else there, a new home. And Ron, as always, we thank you for your efforts and the good work that you do there. And we'll catch up again whenever it's your turn, whenever that is. I don't know. I can't keep tracks.
About once a month.
All right.
Well, you get to hear my ugly voice on the radio.
Well, we'll see you and hear you next month then. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
Have a good Thanksgiving, sir.
Thanks, Jim. You too.